Director of Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the potential youth aid revenue shortfall for 2012. This went to the Health and Human Needs Committee, which took no action. This report will not be held.
Morning, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. If you'll recall, back in December of 2011, the department identified a potential revenue reduction from the state, which, as you just heard from the DA's office, this is part of that, the Act 32 lapse matter. We reported to you back then that we were anticipating anywhere between $1 million and $2.7 million reduction for 2012. Since that time, now we're coming back to you. We've since received formal notice by way of our youth aids contract. And now we're looking at those numbers. The act lapse that affected statewide youth aids total was $3.9 million. At this point, we are anticipating a revenue shortfall of just under $800,000 when compared to our 2012 adopted budget.
Can you both introduce yourselves for
our
listening as well?
Eric Moe, I'm the Administrator for the Delinquency Court Services Division.
Morning, I'm Alexandra Kutz. I'm the DHD Budget Manager, DHHS.
Any questions, Supervisors? Supervisor Bourne?
Just that once you start to take actions to mitigate that deficit, that you'll inform the committee as to what those actions are. I'm sure you'll be going to Health and Human Needs as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you recall, in December we did take some initial
right.
steps.
Yeah.
So clearly we have a number of contracts that we're well aware of that do not go beyond June 30th of this year. So we will be obviously having to make some pretty formidable decisions of how we're going to proceed in the second half of the year.
Yeah, I just think it would be helpful for the board to see, because of this cut, this is what we aren't doing that we were doing or whatever. Thanks.
Okay. Supervisor Romo West.
I just wanted to follow up and say that Mr. Moll and Alex have done a great job already of kind of trying to circumvent the funding cuts. Unfortunately, youth aid funding cuts are nothing new to Milwaukee County.
Yeah.
It's every year, although it's not every year this deep. So they have been, this has been on their radar, and they do have a fairly good plan worked out. Hopefully, we won't be to the detriment of our consumers. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also would be complimentary of the reports and the information, the hard work, and what they've done in the state legislature, too, Mr. Moll going up there and stuff, too. I want to keep working with IGR to do those things, too. I know we've had a good working relationship that way. Is that in your projections, you mentioned, you try to put in the budget because you understand that youth aids is one of the many chopping blocks we've had over the years, and significant again in this budget. So if it's $1 million to $2 million, I mean, you project your budget like $750,000, you probably could absorb, but if you can't absorb it, as a contingency plan, or what plan do you have to unfortunately look at if that goes well over what you've been able to put aside or able to absorb in your budget? You mentioned about $750,000 you would be able to absorb in your budget, is that correct? I guess looking at that question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we included a significant reduction that we anticipated in our 2012 budget.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was around $3.4 million, if I'm not correct. The $789,000 that we're reporting today is actually the difference between the state contract and the 2012 budget.
Okay.
And to mitigate that, we're looking at, as Mr. Moe indicated, shorter contracts that we can adjust mid-year, and also once we get more information on our average daily population and do the projections for the year, we'll have a better idea of how much of that $789,000 we can absorb without doing significant reductions in services on the contract side.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification. Thank you.
Any further questions? No?